Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Thursday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my king, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out? He who knows the secrets of the heart. It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
Lord, to whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
From the book of Proverbs. Blessings are for the head of the just, but a rod for the back of the fool. The memory of the just will be blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. A wise man heeds commands, but a prating fool will be overthrown. He who walks honestly walks securely, but those whose ways are crooked will fare badly. He who winks at a fault causes trouble, but he who frankly reproves promotes peace. A fountain of life is the mouth of the just, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up disputes, but love covers all offenses. On the lips of the intelligent is found wisdom, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool is imminent ruin. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The ruination of the lowly is their poverty. The just man's recompense leads to life, and the gains of the wicked to sin. A path to life is his who heeds admonition, but he who disregards reproof goes astray. It is the lips of a liar that conceal hostility, but he who spreads accusations is a fool. Where words are many, sin is not wanting, but he who restrains his lips does well. Like choice silver is the just man's tongue. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. The just man's lips nourish many, but fools die for want of sense. It is the Lord's blessing that brings wealth, and no effort can substitute for it. Crime is the entertainment of the fool, so is wisdom for the man of sense. What the wicked man fears will befall him, but the desire of the just will be granted. When the tempest passes, the wicked man is no more, but the just man is established forever. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes is the sluggard to those who use him as a messenger. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked are brief. The hope of the just brings them joy, but the expectation of the wicked comes to naught. The Lord is a stronghold to him who walks honestly, but to evildoers their downfall. The just man will never be disturbed, but the wicked will not abide in the land. The mouth of the just yields wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the just know how to please, but the mouth of the wicked how to pervert. The word of the Lord. The mouth of the just man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is right.
The law of God is in his heart.
The just man will be remembered forever. He shall have no fear of evil news.
The law of God is in his heart.
From the Explanations of the Psalms by St. Ambrose, Bishop. We must always meditate on God's wisdom, keeping it in our hearts and on our lips. Your tongue must speak justice. The law of God must be in your heart. Hence, Scripture tells you, you shall speak of these commandments when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the way, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Let us then speak of the Lord Jesus, for he is wisdom. He is the Word indeed of God. It is also written, open your lips and let God's word be heard. God's word is uttered by those who repeat Christ's teaching and meditate on his sayings. Let us always speak this word. When we speak about wisdom, we are speaking of Christ. When we speak about virtue, we are speaking of Christ. When we speak about justice, we are speaking of Christ. When we speak about peace, we are speaking of Christ. When we speak about truth and life and redemption, we are speaking of Christ. Open your lips, says Scripture, and let God's word be heard. It is for you to open. It is for him to be heard. So David said, I shall hear what the Lord says in me. The very Son of God says, open your lips and I will fill them. Not all can attain to the perfection and wisdom as Solomon or Daniel did, but the Spirit of wisdom is poured out on all according to their capacity, that is, on all the faithful. If you believe, you have the Spirit of wisdom. Meditate, then, at all times on the things of God and speak the things of God when you sit in your house. By house, we can understand the church or the secret place within us, so that we are to speak within ourselves. Speak with prudence, so as to avoid falling into sin as by excess of talking. When you sit in your house, speak to yourself as if you were a judge. When you walk along the way, speak so as never to be idle. You speak along the way if you speak in Christ, for Christ is the way. When you walk along the way, speak to yourself, speak to Christ. Hear him say to you, I desire that in every place men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. When you lie down, speak so that the sleep of death may not steal upon you. Listen and learn how you are to speak as you lie down. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. When you get up or rise again, speak of Christ so as to fulfill what you are commanded. Listen and learn how Christ is to awaken you from sleep. Your soul says, I hear my brother knocking at the door. Then Christ says to you, open the door to me, my sister, my spouse. Listen and learn how you are to awaken Christ. Your soul says, I charge you, daughters of Jerusalem, awaken or reawaken the love of my heart. Christ is that love.
God has given us Christ Jesus to be our wisdom, our strength, our holiness, and our redemption.
This is why Scripture tells us, let him who would boast in the Lord.
Of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.
This is why Scripture tells us, let him who would boast in the Lord.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling place pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.